It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Since most of the Affordable Care and Patient Protection Act was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, Michigan has been facing the ongoing issue of implementing health insurance exchanges. While Republican Governor Rick Snyder has called for the state to move ahead with the exchanges, many Republicans in the legislature are pushing back. Joining us now is House Democratic Floor Leader, Representative Kate Siegel. Representative, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Governor Snyder has long been a backer of these health care exchanges, but there is this call from Republican members of the legislature and Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette to wait until after the presidential election in November to move forward. What do you think about that strategy?
I think that is the wrong strategy because it basically would give us days to get legislation put together to meet the federal deadlines and lose out on a significant portion of federal funds to help set up an exchange. And we have to remember that all of these delay tactics only hurt people who need the exchanges to help them cover their health care costs and keep them from going into bankruptcy. We need to be helping our families right now.
Now, how would these health care exchanges help the people you're talking about?
Well, in some cases, it would give individuals subsidies to buy the health care they need if they don't get it through their employer. And then for those that are buying their own health care already, it would give you a program where you could easily compare what programs are being offered and what coverages are being offered and hopefully lower everyone's premiums by covering those that are currently uninsured.
Does the state itself face repercussions if the implementation of the exchanges is delayed?
We would definitely would have a federal system. The federal government would come in and set up their own exchange. And, you know, we don't necessarily know what that would look like, but it would not enable us to be able to put together programs and packages with our insurers here in Michigan that helps our citizens the best. It would be a federal model, and we wouldn't be able to customize it to really help our citizens.
And would the state also take a financial hit?
We would significantly, and mostly from the ability to set up the exchange and get one started, and we would lose out on some matching funds from Medicaid, which would also be important.
It sounds like Governor Snyder and Democratic lawmakers have found some common ground around these exchanges. Are you working together to get this moved forward?
I would like us to see us working a lot more closely together. The governor has done his own work group meetings on the exchanges. We really haven't been brought into that process and would like to see more of that information exchanged so we can get forward and put a plan together that works for Michigan.
So are Democratic lawmakers trying to build a relationship here with the governor to work together on moving this plan forward?
Well, definitely. We always are looking on where we can agree and where we can move forward. And, you know, the Senate already passed legislation almost a year ago. There are some changes I'd like to see to that bill that passed from the Senate with a little bit more consumer protections, but I think it's a great starting point and a place where we could work together. And I think, you know, in talking with some of the senators that worked on that legislation, we could get together with a good bill that's going to help everybody.
Why do you think this legislation has gotten hung up in the House? Where is the pushback really coming from?
You know, at this point, it's almost politics as usual. The House Republicans last year said they couldn't act until the Supreme Court decided. Well, now that the Supreme Court's decided, they're now going to wait until the elections are over. So this is election pandering instead of doing what's right for the citizens of Michigan and helping those that have huge health care costs get the help they finally need.
Ultimately, Representative, do you think there will be enough support to get the exchanges set up, or are we looking at a delay until after the election?
Well, I definitely hope not. I know I'm working with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to push this. We do have hearings Wednesday morning, but I'm hoping those are productive hearings that we haven't seen yet in the House that moves forward rather than just saying how bad the Affordable Care Act is and giving this information. So we have an opportunity to get started, move forward, and work together, and I'll be working with all my colleagues to that end.
Kate Siegel is the House Democratic Floor Leader. She represents Michigan's 62nd House District. Representative, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.